Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim. The question for today, where did Cain's wife come from? Ooh. Listen to our national rap. Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim Alive coming out of Philadelphia, 8 to 9 o'clock. Oh, my goodness. This is our second day in a row. I think we're doing pretty good here. We're trying to be here every day, but circumstances are circumstances. So, how they say, one day at a time. Okay, so this time, today, we're here. First, I'd like to do an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reaping what you sow. By doing that, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want. The anthem is from the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. You can look us up. I have a website that you can go to. Check out a couple of things that's going on over there. Also, it says that the age of freedom has come. Okay? Until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. Okay? You have to work for your freedom. Nobody's going to just give it to you. Okay? You've been given partial freedom under the Constitution of the United States, which was set up by President Hansen and them. I'm just throwing a couple things out there. You can look for it. They're taking certain things off the internet. They're trying to control what's going on a little more now because people are getting too much information. But you can give impartial freedom. And when you're free, you have to fend for yourself. Food, clothing, shelter, security. That's on you now. And ain't no master to provide those things for you. Okay? And under the Constitution, you are in control of the system that you're living under. Okay? Some people call it government, but it's not government. It's the system that you're living under. But you can call it government, but it's not separate from you. It is you. You are the government. You're supposed to be monitoring the block council, aldermen, the mayor, city council. You're supposed to be monitoring all of these guys, especially the judges. If the judges aren't doing right, you're supposed to vote them out and put somebody in there to know what they're doing. The problem with all of this is that they have a class system set up, whereas people on the lower rung of the class are fighting so hard just to survive. It's very difficult to go in motion to review all of this stuff. But somewhere, you're going to have to find the time, okay? Now, we always talk about love first, or first start, because that's the key to everything. They're teaching obsessionism as love. That's not love. You say, oh, man, I fell in love with her first sight. That's not how it works. That's what they've been promoting at you. And all of a sudden, you're obsessed with this person. You're stalking them, following them around. The person don't want you. You can't stand to look at the face. But you're making this person miserable because in your mind, you've become obsessed with this person for some reason. Could be from a past life. Could be just the way they look or whatever. Something they said that tickled your funny bone. Who knows? But that's not how love works. Love is the act. This is the Elohim Five Tribes Society starts. Geological scriptures. Society, okay? I mean, love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Yeshua tried to bring these thought processes to us, but in such an abstract way that we've been missing the point, okay? You don't fall in love with a person. You love the person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You study. You learn what they like, what they don't like, what makes them happy, what makes them sad, what brings a Kool-Aid smile to their face. You know what I'm saying? And you spend your time working on that side. What can I do to make this person feel good today? Don't worry about tomorrow. The only real motion that's going on is today. I'm using motion instead of time. I do that for a reason. We'll talk about that one bit too. But if you're in a group, you know how you be in fighting and arguing and fussing amongst one another? You can't get nothing done. That's what I'm saying. Because you don't know what you're doing when it comes to love. You don't know how to treat each other. Now, yesterday we talked about, or the day before yesterday, we talked about who you are. Okay? And if people knew who you were, they wouldn't treat you the way they treat you. yesterday we talked about why you are here. And if you know who you are, then you know why you're here, okay? If you know why you're here and know who you are, then you know what your capabilities are when it comes to what they call love or making or committing the act that's going to make the other person or your group feel good. We only spend 5 minutes, okay, on this particular topic every day before we get started because we think it's the most important thing that we can talk about. We're going to talk about some other things, but this love thing is very, very important. Relationships aren't standing up. I understand. The relationship, men and women, ones who call themselves men, are splitting up at a phenomenal rate here. Whether they're in the church, mosque, synagogue, or whatever, don't make no difference. There's something wrong with this picture. Okay? It's because this society is not counting on stable relationships. Because there's too much money to have, you need to go to therapy and this kind of problems and medication because you get headaches because of what's going on. If they're getting paid off the fact that you're miserable, all right? So we're saying if we can produce a thought process that will keep you from being miserable, oh, sure, they lose a lot of money. You save a lot of money. Okay, and your relationships will be better and you'll stay together much longer once you say I do for the rest of my life. Okay, once you do that. All right, now I'm a little over, but they talk about emotion. That's a different thought process when it comes to how to handle love. All right, there's only one emotion. Oh, boy. Noah, he did just say that. Listen, I know they're pushing 1,000 emotions at you, but that's not how it works. There's only one emotion triggered by what you think is important to you. We've had people beat up people for stepping on their shoes because they thought the shoes was more important than anything else. So they got emotional over shoes. The road rage going out. They're getting emotional because somebody said something. Somebody cut them off. All of everybody's in a rush to get home and sit and do nothing in front of the idiot box, you know? But there's only one emotion triggered by a different thought process. Whatever's important to the person, that's what triggers that emotion when you cross the line. Well, I shouldn't say cross the line because it could be a feeling of goodness, a feeling of joy. Okay, it don't have to be bad because you're joining emotion from your emotional state. Okay, now with that being said, we're going to get a little bit into the topic. I just want to throw that thought process out there. Now, under tyrannicalism, we don't deal with right or wrong. Okay, our leader is Jesus the Christ. I'm going to let you know. Hey, we're Bible thumpers. Okay, and there's so much in the book. There's so much power there that we're not getting because this society doesn't want you to know certain information because they want the class system to continue, okay? These mega churches out here, all of the members and stuff, right? The people are coming in, they're building bigger churches, building bigger venues, the leaders are getting rich, $5 million homes, $200,000 cars, they buy planes and jets for themselves, and their brothers and sisters, three blocks up the street, are sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with this picture. What's wrong with that? You follow what I'm saying? And if you go against what they're teaching you, okay, that's what the story, part of the story of Yahshua is about, not the whole story. When you go against the powers that be, which is what Yahshua did, they crucified him. When you go against the powers that be, the crucifixion is coming. Crucify Kennedy, crucify Malcolm X, crucify Martin Luther King, and the list goes on and on and on. But I'm saying, what Yahshua was trying to tell you that before you get started going against the powers that be, you have to be prepared to rise above the crucifixion because they're coming, okay? You have to be prepared to go against the onslaught. I've had preachers that have been preaching a certain dogma that they're pushing in the church, and they switched up. Once they got the truth, they switched up. They shut them down, took the houses, took the church, took everything from them, right? Because they wasn't in line with the mainstream teachings, okay? Now, you got to remember, I don't want to go too far in this route because I want to get into the topic, but you got to remember that being a Christ, you're coming with pure truth. You know what I mean? They got a cross waiting for you, okay, when you decide to become a Christ. That's what this is all about. When we talk about the Bible and Christianity and all that stuff, even the Mohammedans and Buddhism and all that, you know, these people became Christ, one who's crystallized into oneness with source energy, okay, that's a Christ, whom Jesus called his Father, okay? Now, what I'm saying is that you're going to run into Nicodemus, okay? Nicodemus is the guy that's controlling the church. Nicodemus is a scholar, can tell you every word, every comma in the book of what they're reading. I can't say they don't know what they're reading, I shouldn't say that. But they're not giving it to you in a manner to set you free so that you can become a Christ. Okay, you got to remember, Yahshua's last name was not Christ. That's the title, okay, that he obtained, all right, as he sojourned through what's going on. I said he was born to be Christ. I can't argue the point. You know what I'm saying? The man did some amazing things, okay? The philosophies that he left was absolutely amazing, you know? So we're honoring him as a teacher. We're honoring him as our leader. You know what I'm saying? And Psalm 82, because of Psalm 82, we can honor him as God. Hello? I'm going to say that again. Because of Psalm 82, we can honor him as God, although he never said, I am God. He was just too humble, very humble person, this Yeshua was, or Jesus, as you call it, okay? Now, okay, I didn't want to go too far down that road. But what I'm doing, what I'm giving you is not right or wrong, okay? Different thought process. You can accept the thought process or not accept the thought process, but it's there. You've heard it. Something that you can reflect on as you go back into the book and begin reading what the book is telling you, how to read what the book is telling you to do, to say, to act, to think, all of that's in there. Now, also you have to remember that the Bible is a yin and yang book. If you ever read Deuteronomy, some of the atrocities that's going on in Deuteronomy, you start doing these atrocities today. What else was going on in Ukraine? The atrocity, that's what's going on in Yemen. There's about 20 different wars, or little wars going on all over the planet. You know what I'm saying? Because of man's inhumanity to man. Now, back to the beginning. Okay? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Psalm 82 is the key to unlock the code. That's why we start off with Psalm 82. You're all God. If we are all gods, the book is telling you that men and women are God. Okay? Now, if men and women are God, that means in the beginning when God made the heavens and the earth, that means men and women, okay, had the technology to put planets together. Okay? This, I'm talking about this because we went through this a couple of days ago. Had the knowledge to put planets together. Are we coming back into that knowledge now? Look, the moon is a satellite. Do we have satellites up there right now? Yes, we do. And we're coming back into the knowledge of what we have. The book is telling you what's up. See, the 1%, they're reading the book with the thought process that I'm putting out right now. Okay? They kind of know how to read the book. At one time, it was, punishable by death if any of the slaves was taught how to read the Bible. I'm telling you, they would kill you because this information is very powerful. It'll help you become a free person. You'll learn what real freedom is. Right now you have partial freedom, okay? But if you're in a cage and somebody lets you out and you start walking, who's responsible for your food, clothing, shelter, security? You are. See, you're talking about freedom. Be careful what you ask for, you know? Mama says you just might get it, okay? Now, if in the beginning God created heavens and earth, right, and they were men, and he said, let us make men and women in our image, how do we make men and women in our image as men and women? We procreate. We have sex. That's what we do. We procreate and we make babies. Okay. Now, once we start making these babies, what happened to these babies once we started making them? Okay. You got to remember, as you read the scriptures, after he made men and women, okay, in their image, after they made the babies, they set a place. They set the planet up for the children. The animals, the forest, the tree, all this stuff was set up for the children. Okay? Now, and then after he set all of this up, it tells you right there in Genesis, he rested. God took a break. Okay? And you know, each day is 1,000 years. Come on. So when he made these babies, they put them on a planet. They were there for 1,000 years. Okay? After that 1,000 years, what happened? So after he rested, what happened? He saw it was not a man to till the earth. Right? Come on. So then they went into the Adam and Eve story. Yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole story right now. Well, we'll get more into the whole story as it goes on, because there's a lot in this book to decipher with the right thought process. Okay? Now, you know the planet is populated. Okay? I'm not going to draw it out. I'm going to drag it out. Okay? I'm going to get right into where, because the topic of the day is, where did Cain's wife come from? That's the topic of the day. You know what I'm saying? When Cain was kicked out of the Garden of Eden, okay, he went and he knew his wife. His wife had to come from a community. These people have been on the planet for 1,000 years. Okay? That's where his wife came from. His wife came from the babies and the children that were made by God in the beginning. Okay? You can read it for yourself. You have a different thought process now. It's a different way to think about it. Now, remember, we don't deal with right or wrong, but you can go into the book and you can look. See the book. It's kind of interesting the way King James clues in there to give you an idea, to make you think about certain things. Oh, wait a minute. If Adam and Eve was the first people here, which is what the mainstream church is pushing, Adam and Eve was the first people here, and all of a sudden, Cain do something, he knocks off his brother, he got kicked out, and he went and he knew his wife. Well, he got married. Well, to who? You see what I'm saying? This is what the comedian's asking. He got married to who, man? You know, we're telling you who he got married to. It was an entire group of people on the planet for 1,000 years, according to the book. If you know how to read the book, it's all there. It's written in black and white, okay? Now, we'll get into a couple of other things, okay? Little clues that we have to deal with, all right, that we should be thinking about. This is a thought process that I'm giving you. It's not a right or wrong thing. It's just something for you to think about, okay? Now, let's think about this. God, okay, he talked to Adam after he made Adam. He talked to him, right? But there were no inferences of God being physical when he was talking to Adam, okay? Now, think about this. This is just a thought process, all right? He told them not to eat the apple, right? Well, let's go through the whole thing for a minute just to add to the curious mind, okay? We have the ability to clone, okay? Now, what we didn't know is you can clone a woman from a man's DNA. Now, we have a handout. I forgot to tell you that if you have a comment or something you want to say, all you got to do is press 1. And let me know that you have a comment, and I'll open up your mic, and you can say something or challenge what I say, whatever you want to do, okay? So we're going to open up the mic of 1134.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11:34. Your mic is open. You have a comment or a statement you'd like to make?
Yeah, I'll just like to state that the comment you made earlier about where the girls came from, that Abel Cain or whoever was messing with it states in Genesis 5:4 that they had that what's his name? Adam and Eve had daughters. They just don't reference them that well because it's a patriarchal book. But Adam and Eve, I mean, Cain and Abel were the first ones, but they also had daughters along with them. And Adam lived to be about 900 years old and supposedly had like 300-400 kids or something like that. But he did have daughters also.
Okay, so what you're saying that Cain got into incest with his siblings. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. And it may not have been the siblings. It could have been, because they lived to be such old back then, it could have been cousins or great nieces and nephews also.
Okay, so what you're saying is that once Cain slew Abel, right? Okay. Now this is, he left prior to the daughters being born. If you read the scriptures correctly, the daughters were not born when he left. See what I'm saying? After he left and knew his wife, then came the generation. Okay. So according to what we're reading, he didn't go into his nieces and nephews and all that because they weren't here yet. See, because it wasn't 900 years that he knew his wife after he left. This is what you're alluding to. The third part that you're putting out is that over a long period of time, okay, after he was put out, that there was a space of time in there as to when he knew his wife. Okay. Now, can you show me in the scriptures how much time passed between the time he left and the time he knew his wife?
No, I can't, because the way it's translated, sometimes certain verses aren't chronological one after the other. There's no timeline to Cain killing Abel, or how long they've been around, when Cain killed Abel, or was that like right after they were born, Cain killed Abel, or if he had any kids after Cain and Abel was born and when he had them, or did, you know, after he was born and when he had them. So no, I don't have a chronological time. So you could be correct about that as far as I can tell.
So my questions are about conclusion. So what did you read that gave you the conclusion that he went into one of his family members, that the woman was one of his family members? See, that was a clue left by King James to tie you back into the fact that Cain and Abel weren't the first people here. Okay, they made children first. And all of the planet was set up and put the children on the planet. And it's 1,000 years that go by per day. Okay, this is what some, well, I agree with the scholars on this. So it was 1,000 years that went by. So these people were on the planet for close to 1,000 years before Cain and Abel were made. See? Now, according to my thought process, right? The story of Cain and Abel is about spiritual, extraterrestrial, and science as far as what we can and cannot do. All right? Now, if you notice, when the first time he talked to Cain and Abel, he talked to Adam, there was no inference of a physical transfer of wordage. After they ate the apple, okay, now they gave a clue that there was a physical communication between them and God, because God came to them now walking in the garden. So God was walking to talk to them, whereas before he talked to them without a physical reference, okay, or physical communication, right? And when he saw them, see, now prior to that, okay, now this is the thought process, right? Prior to that, prior to eating the apple, they were incorporeal beings, all of them. There was no need for physical transference of words. They were incorporeal beings. Once they ate the physical fruit, okay, their bodies vibrated at such a low frequency that they became physical, and they were able to see themselves. All I'm saying, this is a thought process, right? So once they became physical, then God has become physical to communicate with them, all right? Then it says, then he got the, a lot of people are dealing with the story about the snake, okay? But the story about the snake is an indication that there were shape-shifting people here. Now, we have 6 months worth of episodes under on the Unblocked Talk Radio, which is put out by Will I Am, but it's pretty smart, about the Dracons and all the different people that were here. Okay, the whole lessons about that. So you can go into the Block Talk Radio and look up the portions of Will I Am, and you get more information on the on the other people that were here. You know what I'm saying? The book is filled with goodies, you know, if we know how to get them out. But the book is filled with goodies, okay? Now, so there's a whole lot of science, you know, the science of cloning, you know, because if you notice the rib, it looks like a DNA. It looks like a DNA strand. So the rib is actually the cloning process, because at first the scientists didn't realize that they can get a female from male DNA. But you can, because both of them are there. And because of the lack of understanding of that particular passage, we're having a problem with homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? I know the homosexual is going to be on me. Oh, man, no, you didn't go there. You know what I'm saying? There's no man living in a woman's body. There's no woman living in a male's body. It's 50-50. There's a male and a female in everybody. Okay? It's all about your thought process. Okay, that's a whole nother, but that's a whole nother thing. Okay, so now, what I'm saying, I'm giving you a thought process that, according to Psalm 82, okay, we're all God. So everywhere in that book, when they're talking about God, they're talking about men and women. This is what's going on. So, if in the beginning. Now, we went through part of it. We went through this yesterday, and we went through where, well, we went through pre-Bible day before yesterday. So you can go back and a couple of days ago and look up that episode as we talked about pre-Bible, how incorporeal entities, how we came into this dimension and set the whole thing up. But that's not the topic for today. The topic for today is that we're going through. After God rested, it says he rested, because they're right there. And you know, one day is 1,000 years, okay? It's like it took 6,000 years to make all of this that we're giving people. It didn't happen 6,000 years ago, okay? Just like it might took 10 years to build a White House, but we didn't build a White House yesterday. White House was built years ago, okay? So we did all this. Took 6,000 years, but it happened millions of years ago. Didn't happen yesterday, okay? And this is what they're chronologizing their calendar from today going back 6,000 years, and that's not going to work, okay? Because, heck, the pyramid 25,000 years old by themselves, you know? well, this negates the hunter-gatherer thing coming from another theory, which is not a fact. I like to deal with facts. When people come at me with a theory, I want to deal with facts or what I assume to be facts. And this is where we're coming from, okay? Now, if there was a whole group of people here, okay, when Cain knew his wife, that means there were communities of She won't have food, clothing, shelter. She had to have some place to live. She had to come from a family who was a family, you know. And when they get into this is all these are clues to upgrade your thought process from being men and women into God, because that's what you are according to the Bible. That's what we are God. Okay. So what I'm saying is that in the book, it will tell you the sons and daughters of God look at the sons and daughters of men as though that they were fair. Okay. There's definitely two groups of people here doing something. Okay. And it's telling you one was considered God and the others was considered men. Okay. Now, men and women under that thought process, that place you under nature. Okay. And when you're under nature, you're limited to what a man and a woman can do. I say this every day. You can go outside as a man or a woman, slap your arms, you're not going to fly. Because it's not natural for a man or a woman to fly. It's not natural. But when you upgrade from the man and woman into your God mind, there is no limit. Nowhere in the book, in any of the books, I don't care if you're reading the Quran, Bhagavad-Gita, Asri, all of them, I read them all. Nowhere in those books do they put a limit, okay, on what God can do. Okay? That's why it's so important with Psalm 82. You are limitless because you are a designer. So there's nothing that you can't do. You can do anything that you want. Okay? So going back into, now they did find a fossil, okay? Some of the brothers, the scholars, you know, be debating about the Bible all the time. They did find a fossil of a snake with legs. You know, and they find that a lot of the snakes have little buds, the snake where legs was. We're talking about the snake walking in the garden, okay? But the snake was a shapeshifter, okay? That's the key to the whole thing. Not whether the snake was walking or not. The snake was a shapeshifter, okay? And most snakes that I know, they don't shapeshift. All they do is shed their skin and keep on rolling, you know? But men and women, sojourning here, we have shapeshifters here. In fact, that's what they accuse Obama of. They accuse Obama of being a shapeshifter or a reptilian creature, you know? The 1% know what's going on. They understand this book precisely for what it is because it's the King James Version, right, of the Bible that brought the Europeans, I'm calling them Europeans, but the original Europeans was black. I understand. They brought the white tribe into power, right? If you go back and research, there was no British Empire before King James redid the Bible because it was the Bible that allowed them to kick the Muslims out of their country, okay? It was the teachings of Jesus and the teachings of Moses that allowed them to kick the Muslims out of the country. You got to remember, blacks have a global empire, and it took the white tribe. Okay, the black tribe has a global empire. It took the white tribe 800 years to get out from under black rule. This is what all this is about with January the 6th and all that. They're not trying to go back under black. This is what this is about. No tribe wants to be ruled by another tribe because they see what it is. When you're being ruled by somebody else, okay? This is what the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love is all about. We're setting up a system where you don't have rulers. You have people working together to get things done. Once you become free, you're going to need food, clothing, shelter, and security. So you're going to have to work together to bring that into existence because right now the rulers are in control of your food, man. Look at what's going on there when Russia attacked Ukraine. What did they do? They start blocking their ability to feed themselves. The first thing Russia did, eliminate their ability to feed themselves, okay? Eliminate their shelter. See, they're going to fill up the manufactured clothes or whatever they're trying to do. Food, clothing, shelter, security. Security is what they try to shut down now. They're in Ukraine trying to shut down their security so they can walk in and just take over the land. That's what's going on. But the Ukrainian people say, hey, man, we like freedom. We like being Ukrainian. So we're going to fight for this thing. come see your freedom. You have to be ready to fight for it. Okay? When you get into the book of when you get into the book of Numbers, okay, I suggest that now that whoever's heard this third podcast, I suggest you go to the book of Numbers and read it because it tells you how to raise your children. We don't know how to raise our children right now. Some of us are doing pretty good, what can I tell you, you know? But we don't know how to raise our children. This is something that we have to do. Now, remember, the topic of the day is where did Cain twice come from? There are different thought processes, but you have to look at the book. You didn't have to. That's the word I should be using. Knowing who you are, you don't have to do anything. You do what you want. But what I'm saying is that when you look at the book, King James left little clues in there that baffles the imagination, that baffles the mind, have people going back and forth trying to figure out what's going on. You see what I'm saying? The shape-shifting snake, that was a clue, okay? Taking a rib from Adam, that was a clue. Going from incorporeal to corporeal, that's a dimensional shift, okay? That's a clue. Okay, first there was no evidence of a physical communication. After they ate the apple, it gave you evidence of a physical communication because God came walking in the garden. That's physical. You out there walking, that's a physical concept. You walking someplace to talk to somebody. See what I'm saying? this is what I'm talking about. So I'm just giving you a thought process. I'm just giving you a different thought process, okay? There's no right, there's no wrong to that. Think about what's going on, and the Bible is filled with things that will stagger the imagination if you're reading it with the right thought process. You follow what I'm saying? I did it again. I was supposed to do the commercial halfway through the hour, lo and behold. I'm waiting until the last minute to do the commercial. So we're going to skip to the commercial. But I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you calling in. I'm not here by myself. I appreciate it. And you will get what they call food for thought when you listen to this station. And you can call in. You can challenge what I'm saying, whatever you want. If you have a company or something that you want to promote, you can promote your company because we don't charge people to advertise on the station. Okay, we make our money from CDs, books, and stuff like that there. And if you go to our website, Elohim Fire Tribe Society of Love, you'll begin to see these things manifest. CDs, tapes, I think it's some flowers up there, spring is coming, you know. We have a person that works with metal earth, okay? And you would combine certain metals together to give off an energy. Energy can affect your physical well-being. And we have somebody that knows their art. That's almost a lost art, okay? So you need to go to the site and check that out. I'm telling you what's up because I know how important certain things are, okay? And, wrong page. This is your brother Elohim, Proud Child, Society of Love. Elohim Speaks come on every day. You know, will you check with us? Because some days we'll be hitting and missing, but we're here for the last 2 days. And that's a big deal right now because of what's going on. We're here from 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia. The calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout out if you have a comment. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give us a shout out, please feel free to do so. Okay, we're going to try to break it up a little bit, all right, so because all these topics are actually in the book, and we want to bring them to you from the book, okay? Like on Monday, we want to talk about health. Tuesday, we want to talk about history. Wednesday, we want to talk about politics. Thursday, we want to talk about economics. And Sunday, we want to talk about religion, or what we call realigning yourself to source energy, okay? This is coming through the TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ, N-O-R. It's the all in the breath of life. That's how it's supposed to be pronounced. So, but I'll say Alaska right now for those who are used to that particular thought process. Okay. We have a CD on the market for Jesus is Coming, CD Baby. You can go to Amazon, Walmart, all the outlets. Yeah, the CD is out there. You can get it. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming, okay? You can go to YouTube, type it in and listen to it, okay? You know, we think about Jesus coming back. Where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So your sisters out there, be buying some of the babies you're dumping. That child you dump just might be the one to get us out of this mess. So don't take our chances on us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them, take two to take care of them, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Two Iron Prescriptors Part 2, A Crisis Calm. For more information on the CD or book, call TCCA at 215-758-1703, okay? And we'll give you information, okay? Now, once again, don't forget our website. Elohim, our tribes, God in love, go to it and find the thing, okay? We're also preparing to release, so look for it, a meditation CD to decalcify the tones, the energy will decalcify your pineal gland and pituitary gland. You can draw more energy in for your kundalini, from your kundalini, so you can be able to do more, accomplish more, and your brain power will increase, okay? Mm-hmm. I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for book Black History When Locks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. When I talk about that global empire, he knows about it, talks about it, and he shows proof, okay, that we had Olympics, global Olympics going on. We had stadiums. We had so much going on that they're not telling you about, and you need to know about these things, okay? Now, this show, okay, from now all the way through the end of this year, we'll be honoring a dear friend of mine, Brother Mac. Okay, he left us a couple months ago, and boy, do we miss him. He sponsored Legacy of the Nation, talking about Black History. Okay, just want to give him a shout out. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kenitra Levin. She's spoken word, and now she's doing some singing out there. So go check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual reading advisor. You can check her out. Her number is 909-749-8626. Make sure you mention that I gave you this number because it's a special number for special people. And people that call into this show, trust me, they're special people, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 of Philadelphia. That's a UNIA. Actually, there's two Division 121. So when you go on the internet, be mindful who you're looking for. You look up either one of them and check them out, okay? That's a group that was set up by Marcus Garvey. And yeah, that was a group that was set up by Marcus Garvey. He had the largest Black organization in the history of the planet. Who they crucified him, kicked him out of the country, locked him up, and everything else. I'm telling you, the crucifixion. When you go against the powers that be, trust me, the crucifixion is coming. They're coming to crucify you, whether you like it or not. They're coming, and you have to be able to be prepared to rise above the crucifixion. Okay, okay. let me see. We just did Division 121. Okay, I'd also like to give a shout-out to the UEIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. That's RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. And so you want to go tell them about the flag, just give them a call, 609-638-5828, okay? Now, we're trying to get all these people to solicit on our website. We own the website. We're going to be like Amazon, Walmart. We're going to be selling products out there, okay? we're free. And as free people, we have to do something to bring in our food, clothing, shelter, and security, okay? Save More Electronics, the call the number for that is 909. That's 215-909-3262 from 9 to 5. He does industrial electricity, so if you have a socket or a light or even security that you want to put in, just give him a call, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton. He has 7 CDs on the market. And if you want to find more about his CDs, he got an old school style, which is fine. In fact, when you listen to my CD, he helped me with some of the background. How about that? His number is 267-259-4077. Also, let me give a shout out to Taylor Todd's Learning Academy. Okay, licensed certified. She's a registered nurse. who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Oh, boy. Taylor passes before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, give her a call, 215-594-3081, okay? And our email address is TaylorTimesLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And also Dr. Bill. These are naturopathic healers. So if you're having some tweaks and pains and stuff, you can give these guys a call. Okay. Dr. Bill's number is 631-561-3864. And if you're sick and you don't have these guys on speed dial, man, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves it. So give these guys a call, and don't worry, be healthy. Okay, now we're going to recap. I only got about 9 minutes. I normally do this halfway through the hour. A lot of times people call in here to commercial. So I'll try to be more on time, which is tomorrow, because we're trying to be here every day. And I, like I said, I've been getting it missing, but we're here, okay? We're just taking it one day at a time, okay? Now we're going to recap. The topic for today was, Where did Cain's wife come from? Okay, and I went back because of the code, the key of Psalms 82, telling us that we all got in the book. We're gonna look it up. Okay, Psalm 82:6. If you want to be precise about it, and it tells you that we're all gods. Okay. Children of the Most High. Now, the Most High and God are two different entities. Okay, we're going to talk about Most High one day, too. Right now, and it's telling you, okay, that when we made men and women in our image, we're making babies, and it better come out in our image. Now, if you hook up with your wife and a dog pop out, you and your wife got a problem. Okay, you hook up with your wife and a monkey come out, you and your wife got a problem. Okay, that baby better come out looking something like you or your grandparents or somebody, or you and your wife going to have a real problem. So they hooked up and they made babies in their image, and they set the planets in place, set the animals and all that. You need to do this all there. You know, I'm not going to drag it out, you know. Because we only got an hour, so I don't like being long-winded anyway, because I hate sitting through a whole hour with a conversation and get 5 minutes worth of information. This is what they do, you know? So I basically don't do that. I kind of keep it kind of short, so that you can get right into it, you know? Now, we did have another thought process coming at us today, which they referenced to the children. Adam and Eve had. They had more children. But there's no thought process that locks Cain to those children. So this is why I didn't pursue that. Now, later on, maybe tomorrow or something, if they do a little more research and they're able to find a thought process that locks Cain with those children, I hope they come back and let us know. You know, because like I said, we're looking for information. There's no right or wrong here. You see, they're all thought process. It's like it says in there, like people think that the snake, that God lied to Adam and Eve when he told them that as soon as they eat the apple, they would die. You know what I'm saying? Now, and they're saying that God lied to them because they didn't die. They lived for 900 years. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Let's deal with that. Because we know we talked about where we came from, all right, a couple of days ago, from the incorporeal dimension, how we came into this dimension, and so all this good stuff. This is what we talked about like a couple of days ago, okay? Now, the minute an incorporeal being becomes physical, the physical body begins to decay. They start dying right then. So God didn't lie to ask them to eat according to the snake. The snake said you won't die when you eat from this apple. But once they became physical, they started the decaying process of the physical body. They began to die right then. Now, it took 930 years for them to actually die. All right? But the process started the minute they ate that apple. All physical entities, as far as I know, die. You know, I don't really know anybody that came back, although there is reference of one person coming back from the dead and transcending the life and death thing, even bringing other people back from the dead. You know what I'm saying? So there's evidence of that in our stories, according to the Bible. See? Now, in our culture, I'm trying to figure out why we're not working towards 200 years, 300 years, 400 years. Why aren't we working through that thought process? I'm in the VA hospital, and the doctor says, we used to be hunters and gatherers. We only lived to be 35. So to be as old as we are, we're lucky to be alive. I'm saying to myself, do I want that type of doctor to working on me? No, I don't think so. I don't want that thought process being my doctor. So I said, okay, well, I'll talk to my primary care doctor and we'll work everything. Yeah, okay, hey, honey, you can go. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to say that because I didn't want you to know it was male or female, but I told her she could move on, and I apologize if I made her upset. But she was giving me the Darwinian thought process, which is a theory. When they say the fact of Darwinism, then we can talk about that. But there's different theories all over the place that haven't been proven. You know what I'm saying? We come from monkeys. That's a theory. They haven't proven that. All the miracles, that's in the books and everything. You cannot prove a miracle. But you can prove that the people who they say did them were here. There was an actual Jesus Christ, Yahshua ben Bedera. He was here. Okay? Now, the miracles and everything, they put on him 80 years after he died. Well, that's something to think about, okay, according to what the scholars are saying, okay? But we're just giving you the thought process. It's any thought process that comes through this channel, okay, there is no right or wrong. We like to hear the different processes of where you're at and what you're under because all that makes a difference. Once we get to realizing who we are, where we come from, okay, and why we're here. Now, yesterday we talked about why we're here. It's amazing to understand finally why we're here. They're going through the college halls and nobody knows why we're here. I'm telling you why we're here. They're reaching for the reasons of why we're here. We talked about that yesterday. But we're actually out of time. But before the time runs out, I'd like to do my closing assertion. I walk the path of reap what you sow. And I eagerly embrace all that I have done to come back to me today. So let it be written. So let it be done. Now remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. You know, if you're in a relationship or you're in a group, you got to figure out day to day, you don't fall in love with a person. That's obsessionism. You love the person day to day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You're in your mind constantly figuring, what can I do to make this person smile today? What can I do to make this person feel good today? And you're learning about the person to make them feel good, okay? You're learning all kinds of little things about her. Don't be pushing buttons. You do not want to make your spouse jealous. You don't want to do that because the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain, and it gives us hormones, okay? And you ever walked up, met somebody and don't know them from a can of hurt, but just don't like them for some reason? There's some hormones that are getting off here from something somebody did that's like that person. And it reminds you of that in your heart. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway, we got about 26 seconds here. I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. We're doing our best to be here every day, but it's been a little tricky, but we're getting there. So we're doing one day at a time, okay? And with that, I just want to say one more time, Elohim Five Child Society of Love, go pay us a visit. With that, we will chip that tomorrow. Love you.